Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. It is a wonderful day to be alive. Thank you for joining us today here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are here to serve the Lord, to come together in unity, to continue to battle against the devil, because we know that the devil is roaming the earth like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We know that he is not a lion, but we know that we can trust the Lord to help us to do battle against him and all his cohorts. And we're just grateful for the spirit of unity, because we realize that as two or three come together in the name of Jesus, he's in the midst. And one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. So we're putting the evil one to flight. We're putting him out of our family's lives and out of our lives as we seek the face of the Lord. Today is Tuesday, the 24th day of August, 2021. So we're grateful to be here. We're glad that you're here this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost now breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost now breathe on me. Let it rain on me. Let it rain on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost now rain on me. Let it pour on me. Let it pour on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost now pour on me. Let it rain on me. Let it rain on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost now rain on me. Let it rain on me. Let it rain on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost now reign on me. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God. Father, we just thank you for this time of prayer and fellowship, oh God. Thank you, Father, that you are God and God alone. There is nobody like you, Lord, and no one to compare to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today for the spirit of the Holy Ghost, oh God, that falls fresh each and every day, oh God, as we look to you, God, look to you who is the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. My God, my God, we thank you, Lord, that we do have faith, oh God, to believe, oh God, that all things are possible in you, oh God, because in you we live, move, and have our being, oh Father. So we're grateful, Lord, today for this opportunity to come before you, Lord. We come before you, Lord, with fear and trembling in our hearts as we work out our own soul salvation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we know, Father, today that you are an awesome God and you are sovereign God and you have no respect to a person, and what you have done for one, you can and will do it for another, oh God. So this morning we are rejoicing in you, God. We rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice in the Lord today. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to your name, God. We lift our voices to the King because you are the King of all glory. And the King of all glory has come in, the King, strong and mighty. My God, my God. Father, we thank you that this is the day that you have made, and we are certainly rejoicing, and we're glad that you have allowed us to see this day, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we delight ourselves in you, Lord, and we know that you give us the desires of our hearts, oh God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ this morning that cleanses us, washes us, and makes us whiter than snow, oh God. So we thank you for the cleansing this morning, oh God, as we are moving forward in you, God. We thank you for the stripes of Jesus. Because of his stripes, we are healed. So we thank you for the healing this morning, oh God, healing in our hearts, our minds, our spirits, oh God. And Lord, I pray a special blessing, a special prayer over the Bowden family, oh God, that their hearts will be healed today, God, that they will look to you, oh God, for the answers, oh God. You're the one, oh God, who is there for them, oh God. Comfort them on every side, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we pray for Sister Brenda, oh God, and her husband, Mr. B, oh God. We pray for Sheba, Lord Jesus. We also pray for Yolanda, oh God, and we pray for Sister Chris, oh God, and we pray for all the ones, oh God, Sierra, Lord Jesus. We pray for the different ones there, oh God, that are connected to Caleb's family, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to just help them, oh God, in this hour, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, there are many others who are out there who have lost their loved ones, oh God. We pray for the comfort of their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the comfort of their minds, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, you are the awesome one, oh God, who brings deliverance and healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Father, today for those who are still here in this earth realm, oh God, that they will receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. That's all of our families, oh God. Many of our family members don't know you and the pardon of their sins, oh God. And we know, Father, they have time right now to make a decision for Jesus Christ, oh God, to ask for forgiveness, oh God, and we know that you will forgive them of their sins, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we just pray for this entire country, the entire world, oh God. There are many people who are stumbling around, don't even know that you exist, oh God. So we pray, Lord, that you will give divine appointments, oh God, to help people to even speak to those who don't know you and to pardon of their sins, oh God. They will have that opportunity before it's forever lasting too late, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name today, oh God, because you are the one, oh God, who is out there. You're the one who's everywhere. You can do all things, oh God. You can do anything but fail, God. So there's no failure in you, Lord. So we thank you, Father, today for just healing and delivering today, oh God, and setting captives free, God, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed, oh God. So we thank you for freedom this morning, oh God, freedom to serve you, God, freedom to do your will, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We glorify you today, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we decree and declare this morning, oh God, that there shall be peace in this earth realm, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come against that Cain spirit, oh God. We bind up with the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards would try to do against your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come against the Leviathan spirit. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every struggle, oh God, that people are having right now, every hindering spirit. We come against it right now. We cast it into the abyss. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we loose the spirit of Jesus Christ. We loose the spirit of the Holy Ghost, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I loose the spirit of peace today, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we need peace across this land, oh God. In the name of Jesus, peace in the hearts of the people, oh God. Peace in our marriages today, oh God. So many marriages are in disarray, oh God. We ask you, Father, to bring peace between Jamila and Ben, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, oh God. Continue to keep the peace in each and every marriage, oh God, that is on this prayer line, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God, we war not after the flesh, but in the spirit, oh God, against the principalities, against the rulers of darkness of this present world, oh God, against the wickedness in high places, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we must have on the whole armor of God. In the name of Jesus, our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, oh God. We have on the helmet of salvation, oh God. We have the shield of faith, oh God, Oh, Lord, our loins are girded about with truth, oh God. We have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Lord, help us to use the sword of the Spirit against every trick and scheme of the devil. In the name of Jesus, my kasheta manupu le sheda na makana lenedeketara kotoma katira. My God, we just pray, God, today for the peace this morning in this land, God, in our government today, oh God, in our schools today, oh God. There's chaos everywhere, oh God. There's chaos in our government, Lord. There's chaos in the schools. There's chaos in our churches, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to help the people, oh God, to hear your voice, God. And when they hear your voice, oh God, I pray that they will not harden their hearts, oh God, that they will make a decision to follow after you, God, follow after holiness and righteousness so that they will have peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We say hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God because you're doing miracles today, oh God, miracles so great, oh God. There is nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody who can do what you do, oh God. There's nobody who we can trust like we can trust you, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, that you are a trustworthy and a proven God this morning. And, Lord, we continue to pray for our sister Linda, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for her, the back of her head, oh God, where the pain was there, oh God, that you remove the pain, God. If there's pressure, Lord, in her brain, oh God, let the pressure be released today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, relieve her of this pain in her head, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, and I pray and thank you, Lord, today for healing our sister Marie, God, that you're healing her knees, God. You're taking away the pain in her knees, God, the stiffness there, Lord, that you're healing her completely, that she will be able to walk normally, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, as she goes to therapy, oh God, let the therapy work, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. You are perfect, Lord, in what you're doing, oh God. And Apostle Horsley, Lord, keep his sugar, oh God, regulated, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that, oh God. Uncle Marvin, oh God, and my cousin, oh God, Raymond Jr., continue to heal them, oh God. Continue to bless them, oh God, that their bodies are completely free from cancer, oh God. Sister Juanita, Lord, continue to heal her body, God. Draw her closer, Lord, that she will know that you are the healer, God. In the name of Jesus, my God. Anybody else, oh God, who has some kind of sickness or disease in their bodies this morning, oh God, we know that by the stripes of Jesus we are healed, oh God. You said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, oh God. So we decree and declare healing in the name of Jesus. Healing is the children's bread, God. So we thank you, Lord, today that the healing is taking place, oh God, even in the minds, God. My brother Roderick, oh God, heal his mind, God. Save his soul, God. Make him every with whole, oh God. In the name of Jesus, your bet, oh God. London and LaBelle, God, continue to draw them to you, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God, we thank you for healing Willie May, oh God. Healing her mind, God. Giving her peace, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. She did lose her child, God. But, Lord, there are other things that she needs to be healed from, oh, God. So we thank you for her healing this morning, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for Ramika this morning, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to heal her, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, healing for Peggy this morning, oh, God. We thank you for that healing in her life, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, it doesn't matter how they are working out right now, God, but in the future, we're believing, oh, God, that completely healed, God. In the name of Jesus, D this morning, oh, God, we decree and declare healing for D, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, draw the people to yourself this morning, oh, God. Draw them, Lord Jesus, that they will come running after you, oh, God. We pray for peace for Byron, oh, God, that he will make good decisions for his life, God. That he will not be trapped by Satan anymore, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for freedom in his life, God, freedom to serve you, God, that he will turn to you completely and absolutely, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, we thank you, Lord, today for all that you're doing, oh Father. It's marvelous in our eyes today, God. So we decree and declare that there shall be peace, there shall be healing, there shall be deliverance, oh God. in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for those who have mental issues, oh God, mental sickness today, oh God, schizophrenia, oh God, bipolar conditions, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Alzheimer's, oh God, in the name of Jesus, heal the minds today, oh God. Let the minds that be in Christ Jesus be also in those, oh God, who have sickness in their minds today, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind, oh God. So we thank you for the sound mind this morning, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We just praise you, God, today for deliverance, for healing, for setting the captives free, God. Freedom in you today, oh God. We decree and declare, oh God, that the enemy shall not continue to keep the people bound today, oh God, but they shall receive deliverance, oh God. They shall receive what you have for them, oh God, which is something good, oh God, because your thoughts towards us is to an expected end, oh God, and it's for good and not evil, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today for what you're doing in the lives of the people across this nation, oh God. I pray a special prayer for Dorothy this morning, oh God. I pray that you cover her mind, cover her family, Lord, cover her husband, Lord. Draw those, oh God, who are not saved today, oh God. Sister Janice today, oh God, we pray for her this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Sister Belinda today, Father, we pray for them this morning, oh God, down there in Miami, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I pray for the Spirit of God to just move mightily in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. Those who have been affected by these storms across the nation, oh God, these fires in the nation, oh God, these different tornadoes and hurricanes, oh God, we know, Father, today that you can protect, God. You can restore, God. There are those who have been devastated, oh God. Their lives were on the brink of being taken, oh God. Some have survived, oh God. There are those who were taken, Lord. We pray for those families who lost loved ones, oh God. Give them peace today, oh God. Let there be peace in the midst of the storm, oh God. And even Jesus spoke to the storm, and he said, peace be still. And I say, peace be still in the name of Jesus, Lord. Peace be still in each and every part of the country, oh God. All around this country, there are different calamities, oh God. There are different things happening, oh God. People are getting shot dead, oh God. Innocent people riding down the freeway, God. Just loose cannons out there, oh God. I bind up that demon of pain once again, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. In the name of Jesus, my God, let there be peace in this nation, across the land, and even in Afghanistan, oh God. I pray, God, today for wisdom on how to get those things situated over there in Afghanistan, that the people who need to come out will come out, oh God, before it's too late, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for the Taliban, oh God. They can come to Jesus Christ, oh God. We can pray for them, oh God, that they will turn their hearts to you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, put somebody in the camp, oh God, who will share the gospel of Jesus Christ, oh God, who will be a bold soldier for you, God. In the name of Jesus, my God. My God, I rebuke and destroy every wicked cauldron out there in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless you this morning for deliverance and healing across this nation. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we bless your holy and your righteous name. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. This morning, I'm just going to open the lines and see who is here. We're going to see if you're not able to pray, just say listening, and we'll just continue in our prayer this morning while we're at this juncture. If you have a prayer request, you can give it to us, and we'll go ahead and put it down, and we'll do some praying, this continuous praying this morning. Amen.
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I'm listening.
Okay, Teresa. Good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
God bless
you. Good morning.
You.
This is Glenda. I'm listening.
Okay.
So good morning. This is Chris.
Voice. God bless you. All right. Mr. Chris, good to hear your voice today.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Good morning. This is Yvonne, and I'm listening.
Okay, this is Yvonne. Good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning. Glad to be in the service.
Okay, Apostle Horsley, voice, God bless.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary.
Okay, Sister Mary, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Solicitor here, listening in agreement.
Okay, Pastor Scholastica, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning, this is Lois, and thank you for the powerful call. And I'm listening.
Okay, Sister Lois, good to hear your voice. God bless you. Amen. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody else who has not given your name?
Good morning. This is Kim. I'm listening.
Okay. Sister Kim, good voice. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Sister Charlotte. Good morning. I'm listening.
All right. Sister Charlotte, God bless you. Okay. We thank the Lord for everyone who has joined us today, and we appreciate you being here. We're going to continue in prayer. So I'm going to ask Apostle Horsley if he will pray, then we'll ask our Sister Mary to pray, and then we'll see what time we have left, and then we'll go from there. Amen. Everybody, if you'll just be in agreement as we are praying, that's so beautiful.
Amen. Good morning. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we love you. We worship and adore you, glorify your name in all the earth. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. We glorify your name in all the earth. The earth is filled with God's glory. The earth is filled with God's glory. The earth is filled with His glory. Glory to the Lamb. Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So happy to come, oh Lord God, to the prayer, praise, deliverance ministry, Lord God. And so happy about this hour of power of prayer. We thank God and we worship God and we praise you, God. In the way of praise you do every day, oh Lord God, we thank you for your protection, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for even on yesterday morning, before I got home, there came danger that was on scene was there. But I thank God for his protection, hallelujah to God. He's only a prayer away, hallelujah to God. So, Father, we ask that you bless each and every one, oh God, individually and collectively, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that you move them by your Spirit, God, and by your power, Lord God. So glad in this hour, Lord God, of turmoil, oh Lord God, that you're here, Lord God, with us, oh Lord God, as we go through, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. You're moving by your Spirit, God, and by your power, Lord God. Realizing, oh Lord God, when we searched all over, looked all over, just couldn't find no one that was greater than you, Lord God. So we come to worship you and praise you today, O Lord God, here in this hour of power, pray, Lord God, asking that you touch, O Lord God, each and every one, O Lord God, and meet the special needs of your people everywhere, O Lord God. Some are going through the time of bereavement, O Lord God, and difficult times of understanding, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Some are receiving financial blessings, O Lord God, from the miracles that you work so great, O Lord God, realizing, O Lord God, at this time, that there's none greater than you, O Lord God. Lord God, there's trouble time everywhere, O Lord God, and it's like the pandemic is raging, O Lord God, and it's affecting our children even worse, O Lord God. But Lord God, by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, O Lord God, and by your word, which is your medicine, O Lord God, that always works, O Lord God, we break the power of the strain of this flu, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We speak healing and deliverance, O Lord God, to everyone that's here, Lord God, even those that will come to the archive later on, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray for the finances, O Lord God, for the ministry, O Lord God, to pray for the deliverance ministry, Lord God, and our finances, O Lord God, to carry on business and conduct in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you're moving by your Spirit, God, and by your power, Lord God. We're so happy you're here, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the wife, O Lord God, of 38 years, Lord. God, who comes in the morning, O Lord God, make up their mind, O Lord God, that when your angels touch, O Lord God, that they respond by saying, I'm going to this hour of power, pray, Lord, to unite our hearts in love, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Even on this Tuesday morning, O Lord God, send the anointing, O Lord God, that make praise and worship throughout this day easy, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Help us, O Lord God, to understand and to cast down every vain imagination, O Lord God. Everything that exalts its name, that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, praying that you touch even my body, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That you rebuke holes and fields, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray especially for marriages, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And we request, O Lord God, that there be peace in the homes, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But God had spoken once or twice, if I've heard this, that power belongs upon the God. Lord God, we ask, O Lord God, that you bring peace and relationships, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Because you said, Lord God, where there's two or three gathered together, Lord God, that you would be in the midst, O Lord God. Even more so, Lord God, when there are people that have joined themselves together, O Lord God, in holy matrimony, O Lord God, it seems like a very strange and a hard strain of attack is on that, Lord God. Not only is it attacking the marriage, O Lord God, but it's attacking the children, O Lord God, that are there, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we break the powers of Satan this morning, God, and the powers of darkness, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We break the power of variation, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Moving by your spirit and by your power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We just want to set ourselves in agreement, O Lord God. Lock arms together, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. In the words, O Lord God, hallelujah, Pastor Scholastic, O Lord God, that this is a day that no one has ever been in before, O Lord God. But we trust you to bring us to it, O Lord God. You brought us to it. You got to see it through it. Lord God, even on yesterday, Lord God, that could have been it. Oh, Lord God, could have been cut off, oh, Lord God, from this world, oh, Lord God. But Lord God, we thank you for your angel, Lord God. We thank you for your ministering spirit, oh, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you got people in every city, oh, Lord God, that are saved, that care about the people, oh, Lord God, that will come to the aid of your people, God. And I thank you this morning in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, for your movement by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, 24-7, Lord, oh, God. Lord God, you look from eternity, oh, Lord God, in the time, oh, Lord God, and you bless, oh, Lord God, you know on time, God, this, yeah. So we're very close to time, I call you, see. So, God, we give you the honor, the glory, the praise, oh, Lord God. We came, oh, Lord God, with prayer problems and situations, oh, Lord God, and things on our mind, oh, Lord God, and children on our hearts and loved ones that we can't get to and haven't heard from in a while, oh, Lord God. Lord God, we come through a time of bereavement, oh, Lord God, a time, oh, Lord God, where we need restoration, oh, Lord God. Lord God, we thought that this virus and this flu would have then passed by, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. But, Lord God, being that this had not passed, oh, Lord God, give us strength in this hour, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Encourage our hearts, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Cause us, oh, Lord God, to move more diligently, Lord God, out on the fresh and fourth hour of this time, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Help us, oh, Lord God, to enter into your cultural thanksgiving, into your presence with singing, oh, Lord God, and be thankful, Lord God. We just want to bless your name, oh, Lord God, and we want to leave time, oh, Lord God, for other things to take place, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Everyone comes in the morning, oh, Lord God, to the hour of power, pray, Lord God, with their heart filled with praise and worship and love and admiration for you, oh, Lord God, because you looked down, oh, Lord God, and you saw men, oh, Lord God, and in spite of us and our ways, oh, Lord God, you sent your son to die for us, oh, Lord God. While we were yet in sin, Christ died for us. So we give you the honor, the glory, the praise, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, and we praise you, Lord God, because there's no one like you, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Lord God, I ask you that you look on Benjamin, oh, Lord God. We give you praise, and we give you worship, oh, Lord God. As many times in the day, Lord God, I look back, oh, Lord God, and I see the young Jamila, Lord God, that came to Cornerstone Church, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, and that spirit of matrimony that was on him, oh, Lord God. Lord God, send protection, oh, Lord God. Show yourself strong, oh, Lord God, not only peace, oh, Lord God, but smother the situation, oh, Lord God. Bring peace, oh, Lord God. They're raising children, oh, Lord God, for the kingdom, oh, Lord God. God, send special angels, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Buffet the situation, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Not only there, in that particular one, oh, Lord God, but all over this country, Lord God. God, I thank you, Lord God, for the children, mother, oh, Lord God. what God has, high blood pressure, and they call up, oh, Lord God, can call, oh, Lord God. But when they get in touch, oh, Lord God, you just work so many miracles, so great, God. In this time, oh, Lord God, when we need you, Lord God, it's not like, oh, Lord God, that we have not set one breath foot into a promise, oh, Lord God. We pray in this hour of power, pray, Lord God. And, Lord God, before the hour, next hour pass, from 7 to 8 o'clock, oh, Lord God, you work miracles so great, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you're healing, you're delivering, you're setting free, oh, Lord God. You're giving new body parts, oh, Lord God. Lord God, heal, oh, Lord God. Respiratory system, oh, Lord God. Heal whole bodies, God, in the name of Jesus. We give that name the honor, the glory, the praise. That's why I start time, I call you. Because you alone are worthy, God, of the glory and the honor and praise. And we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the sign to Pastor Dolly, in the name of Jesus. And saints of God, please, hallelujah to God, send in your tithe, send in your offering, hallelujah to God. It's not that God needs anything, but God wants the ministry to continue, hallelujah, God. He wants you to be blessed. Don't rob God, hallelujah to God. Don't forget you have something to pay that God has what you need. God knows what you need even before you ask. Make sure that we finish the year up in black, hallelujah to God. Might be time for the pastor to get the radio station, hallelujah to God, that we be able to broadcast for you because there's something going on, hallelujah to God. And we need you to bless the ministry, to bless our lives. He says many times you're sowing into good ground. Not only is you sowing into the prayer, the living prayer line, hallelujah, but you're sowing into other people. Like that, there's a rich word. God said, bring it into the house that there might be meat in my house. And you could go to the archives and you could check and see the record. Plenty of meat was in the house, hallelujah to God. Plenty. And some just left here, hallelujah to God. Just while they got ready to transition, they received the Lord in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for the sign on this hour of power, prayer, power. That's done. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen again. And my wife thanks you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. God, we are so grateful, thankful, Lord God. God of your goodness, of your mercy, Lord God. God, who you are in our lives, oh God. God, we bless you this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we give you glory, Lord God. God, I thank you, Lord God, that I'm among, oh Lord God, the saints that loves you so much, Lord God, to hear their voices, oh Lord God. And God, I know as you, as I heard them, you heard them as well, Father God. So God, we just give you glory, Lord God. We praise your name, Lord God. We lift you up on high, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we just shout out a praise of worship, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God, this morning. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just being with us overnight, Lord God, and waking us up this morning, Lord God, clothed in our right minds, oh God, like having a mind, Lord God, to serve you, a mind to worship you, a mind, oh Lord God, to talk to you this morning, Father God. So God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your spirit, Lord God, that is dwelling in each of us this morning, oh God, as we come together, Lord God, shouting out your praises, oh Lord God. Come together, Lord God, make a praying for others, oh Lord God, making intercessions, oh Lord God, on behalf of others, oh God, this morning, Lord God. God, and I thank you, Lord God, that we are here, Lord God, to talk to you, Lord God, and to know, Lord God, that you're meeting our needs this morning, Lord God. God, you're meeting our needs, oh Lord God, whatever they may be, Lord God, whether it's in finance, oh Lord God, deliverance, healing, Lord God, salvation for our loved ones, oh Lord God. God, you are here to hear our cry, and you're here to hear our voices this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and God, we're just so happy, Lord God, that we know when we gather together, Lord God, in one accord, Lord God, that you're in the midst of it, Father God. So God, we thank you this morning. We praise your name this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we say, glory be to your name, Lord God. And God, as we continue our day, Lord God, let your joy, Lord God, let your joy be ours. Strength, Father God, this day in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let your joy come in our hearts, oh Lord God, and we receive it, Lord God, and it will be our strength. You said in your word in Nehemiah, God, the joy of the Lord is our strength, oh God. God, we need you today, Lord God. We need you today, Lord God, to be our joy, to be our peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we adore you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God.
We count everything joy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, God, we thank you this morning. We continue to praise your name, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. God, as I begin to pray, Lord God, we continue to pray for salvation for our families, oh God, our loved ones, oh Lord God, that needs to know Christ, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that you send forth, Lord God, your laborers, oh Lord God, from the east to the west, from the north to the south, Lord God. Find them, Lord God. Find them, Lord God, wherever they may be, Lord God, and don't know you, Lord God. Save them this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Let them bring about a confession in their heart, Lord God, to be saved, Lord God. Say, what must I do to be saved this day in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, God, we thank you this morning. We won't give up on our families. We continue to pray for our families, our loved ones that so desperately need you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, God, we continue to pray, Lord God, even for healing, Lord God. Healing, Lord God, healing in our land, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, God, that bring forth healing even in our bodies, oh Lord God, and in the name of Jesus, things, oh Lord God, that we need to be healed of, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, to be Jehovah Rapha this day, Lord God, and to bring healing, Lord God, to bring about healing, Lord God, in families, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, mending hearts, oh Lord God, broken hearts this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we know you can, we know you will, Father God, in Jesus' name, oh God. So, God, we give you glory and we just praise your name, God. And, God, we thank you, Lord God, for deliverance, oh God, this day in the name of Jesus, oh God. Knowing, Lord God, that God, you're a God that can heal. And you're a God that can deliver, Lord God. You're a God that sets free, Father God. So, God, those things, oh God, that we know, Lord God, that our loved ones, ourselves, oh God, need to be delivered from, oh Lord God, or to be delivered to, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. So we praying for deliverance, oh God, deliverance to come, Lord God, deliverance those minds, oh Lord God, that it's been so tormented, Lord God, even through whatever has been going on in our land, oh Lord God, with this pandemic, Lord God, that has brought on such depression, Lord God, among our loved ones, oh Lord God, among our friends, oh Lord God. God, today, Lord God, we're casting all our cares upon you, Father God, for you care for us, oh God. So we're caring, Lord God, about what's going on in our nation, Lord God, and we're asking, Lord God, that you this day, Lord God, bring deliverance, deliverance, deliverance to our land, Father God, so that our people, Lord God, can be set free, free in their minds, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever has caused destruction, Lord God, even in my family and with my sister, Lord God, bring healing, Lord God, healing, healing, healing to her mind, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we trust you, Lord God. You are the only one that can do it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. As you pray, Lord God, as you said that if we ask, Lord God, God, you're here to hear us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, God, we're praying, Lord God, even for deliverance, oh Lord God, deliverance of oppression, oh Lord God, and depression, so Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, God. We give you glory, and we just praise your name, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God. God, we continue to praise, Father God, for our relationships, oh God. God, you made relationship, God. You designed relationship even in the beginning, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. So, God, we are praying, Lord God, that relationships that are broken, Lord God, be mended in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we're praying for relationships, oh Lord God, that are unified, Father God, that they may be one, Lord God, relationships even in our families, oh God, with our children, Lord God, our mothers and sons, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we're praying, Lord God, for a relationship to be rebuilt this day in the name of Jesus, oh God. We're standing, Lord God, on your word, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, Father God. God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory this day, Lord God, as we go forth this day, Lord God. We are praying, Lord God, for every broken heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, knowing, God, that you are God that heals, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God. You are God that continues to favor us, oh God, even as you said that we can maybe endure for the night, but there is joy in the morning, Lord God, because, God, you favor us, oh God, in Jesus' name. You love us so much, oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. So, God, I pray, Lord God, for those hearts that are heavy this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you mend those hearts, oh God, mend the hearts of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, as we cry out and we pray, Lord God, we know that you hear us, oh Lord God. We know, God, that you're real in our life, no matter what circumstances that we come about or come upon, Father God, that you are real, Lord God. We will never let you go, Lord God. We will always give you glory and praise your name, Lord God, and continue to follow suit as who you are in our lives, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we know we're never, never alone because you're with us, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. So, God, we cast our cares upon you this day, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to continue to be with each family member, Lord God, each one that is hearing my voice, oh Lord God, and hearing the cry, Lord God, of this prayer, Lord God. Heal, Lord God. Begin to mend, Lord God, the hearts of that are heavy, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Lord, we count all things, so God, joy that is of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God, as we go forth this day, Lord God, that you go before us, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We come, Lord God, giving you glory and just praising your name, Lord God, for who you are, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for being with each of us, oh Lord God, hearing our cries, oh Lord God, as we gather together this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, coming first thing in this morning, Lord God, honoring you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, knowing, Lord God, that we're not alone, Father God, that you're with us, oh Lord God. You said that, Lord God, that you will be with us even until the end of the earth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we walk today with our heads up high, Lord God, walk with our shoulders back, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, declaring your glory, Lord God, declaring your goodness, oh Lord God, over our lives, oh God, declaring peace, Lord God, in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and most of all, God, declaring victory, Lord God, victory over for our families, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, and desiring your peace this day in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God. God, we continue to give you glory, Lord God. We praise your name, Lord God. We shout hallelujah as we get ready to hear a good word, Lord God, from you, Father God, right now, divine word of God, oh God. So God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for this time of prayer, Lord God. Praise, Lord God. Deliverance, oh Lord God. And worship, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Apostle Horsley and our sister Mary for these prayers this morning and everybody else who's here praying in agreement with these prayers that have gone up today. So we're just going to go into the word just for a moment. We're going to talk about the scripture of the week. And the scripture of the week is found in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6. And those verses are 1 through 4. And it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And verse 4 says, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I believe that many more children need to know about this scripture, because there are children who do not obey their parents. There are children who are disrespectful of adults, and they're out of hand nowadays. And even if this is one of the Ten Commandments, if you go into the book of Exodus chapter 20, verse number 12, it says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So this is one of the Ten Commandments. If you think about what God provided Moses when he went to the mountain and he brought the Ten Commandments down. So this one right here is for the children to obey the parents. The children need to be mindful, and the parents need to teach the children to be obedient, teach the children to be respectful. Their parents were not even doing anything to help the children to be in a place where they need to be as far as respect. I mean, many times I'm out, I'm hearing parents cursing, using profanity to their children, little bitty kids being cursed out in the public. And it's like the parents are not respecting the children. And even when you get down to verse number 4, it says, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. That includes moms too. You know, we as parents need to be in a place where even though we have to chastise our children, we don't want to provoke them to wrath. You know, I sometimes hear parents, a child has done something wrong, and they're going off for just seem like so long, just going over and over and over, repeating what they said to the child. And that is aggravating to me when somebody is talking to me and you're repeatedly saying the same thing over and over again, and the child is just standing there, and you could just see the dejection and feeling of why are you, you know, going through all this process? When I know that the child may have done something wrong, and the child needs to be chastised, but at the same time, there is a limit to what you can feed into a child's mind when you're chastising them. So the parents, mothers, and dads, when we chastise our children, do it with love, do it with kindness, and you can chastise your child and, I mean, there are times you need to, you know, be rough like God was. You know, sometimes he does things to us, to his people, to get our attention. You know, you may have to take the belt and give him a whipping because he says that we have to beat our children and deliver their souls from hell. And we know that God wants us to do this for our children and teach the children the right way. The children disobey the moms and dads, things happen. I'm reminded of a family down in Texas. They lived in Galveston, Texas, and there was a bayou. A bayou is where there's a ditch along the side of the road, and the water flows through this ditch. And sometimes the bayou is full all the time. So, you know, children, they want to play. They want to get in the water and swim and do things that, you know, are fun to them. So this particular boy, his mother told him not to go down to the ditch, not to be in the water. And one day, two of the brothers were down there at the ditch, you know, at the bayou. And one of them got in the water, and the water swept him away. He drowned. He was disobedient. He did not obey his parent. And he paid the consequence. There are consequences to our decisions. So the children need to obey the parents. Even in the schools, the children need to be obedient to the teachers. They need to honor the teachers when they go in there. They need to be quiet and learn. You know, that's one of the things that we have to think about when it comes to the children. When the children are taught of the Lord, great will be their peace. That is the word of God. So we have to teach the children about God, and they will be at peace. They will go into the classrooms and sit and listen and get the lesson and not be disrupted. There are some disruptive children. Some of them are in homes that are not so good. You know, they're homes that where there's a lot of chaos in the home. And so when the children are in a chaotic home, then they take that chaos out to the classroom, out to the schools, and then we see these bullies in the schools, and some of the children are bullies because of the environment in the house. And so that's one thing that we want to do is pray for our homes. You know, we're praying for the children. You know, we pray for the families because the children are in disarray. You know, you think about it. Even when you go to some of the nurseries, the daycare centers, there are children in there that are very aggressive. They're over the top with their aggressiveness. And it's because of the environment at the house, at the home. And so we have to keep the prayers going. Let's continue to pray for the children, pray for the moms and dads. They won't provoke the children to wrath. We want to teach, you know, God says to bring them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord, you know, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, to know about Jesus, know about what God has done. You know, we teach a child when he's young and when he gets old, he will not depart from it. You know, they may not receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King, which is what happened to me. I grew up in a house where my mom and dad, my dad was a pastor, he was a minister. My mother was the missionary in the church. They taught us. about God. They call us, they pray for us, they had to sit down, we had to do Bible study and all of that stuff. But you know, when I got older, I left home because I didn't want to do the things and be right in the house. When I got old enough at 18 years, I left the house. But what I had learned was in me, what I had learned was in my heart. I mean, I didn't serve the Lord right away. I didn't come to him until I was 25 years old. And I thank God for just the teachings. And so even though it says that they would not depart from it, it will still be in their minds. They would think about it. You know, when I was out there in my sin, I was doing crazy stuff. In the back of my mind, I knew that I was not doing the right thing. And so we have to teach the children, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So that means that we have to teach the children at an early age about Jesus and his love. You know, at some point, the children have to make that decision to come to Jesus Christ or not. So everything, every choice that we make has some kind of a consequence. So we thank God that he gives us this word to help us along the way, to help us to even teach our children and help our children to know about Jesus and to help the moms and dads to be gentle when they are disciplining or gentle when they're talking and having a conversation with the child. You know, there are times the parents get real angry and they may jack the children up, so to speak. But, you know, be gentle with your conversation with the children and let them know. Of course, we have to be stern sometimes. You know, there's a balance to everything, and he wants us to be temperate in all things. So, you know, having a balance will help you when you are teaching your children. And even when I'm teaching my grandchildren and when they're with me and they do wrong, sometimes I sit them all down because it seems like when one person does something, there's four of them, and they seems like somebody else is doing something out of order. So I just sit them all down, and I give them a conversation. And then, you know, if they have some feedback, I ask them, you know, if you want to say anything, I give them an opportunity to say something about what I'm sharing with them. And so, you know, it all points back to God. And so, you know, that's the thing. Even in the home, the Gibson family, they are taught. They have their lessons in the morning, and, you know, they have their Bible study. So they're being taught of the Lord. And so that's the thing that we have to do is teach our children about Jesus and his love. Teach them that they too can receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. When they get to the age where they can understand right from wrong, they're at an age where they can receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. And so we introduce them to Jesus at an early age. And then when they receive Jesus early, then they can avoid many of the pitfalls that we encountered during our lives. I mean, I was a rebellious child, and so I encountered a lot of things I didn't really have to. And so when the rebellion comes in, then there's a consequence to the rebellion. And so we know that we have to keep the people in prayer, keep the family in prayer like my mom and dad did. And I know that many of us are praying all the time, and we just want to keep everybody in prayer. So today I do want to have everybody come in. We want to pray for our sister Chris and her family. I know Chris has been praying, and she has prayed for years for Caleb. And so that was something horrible that happened yesterday, and we know that the family is in mourning because Caleb is no longer here. I sent out the text to ask you all to pray. But I wanted to pray this morning for the Bowden family. Our sister Brenda used to be on the prayer line, and Mr. Keith, want to pray for him. That's the grandfather. And then all just pray for the Bowden family right now, that God will give them comfort right now as they are going through this process to process what happened yesterday with Caleb. And in fact, he was on our prayer line last week, and so that was the first time he had been here, and now he's gone. So let's just come together and pray for the comfort of this family. So, Lord God Almighty.
Well, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we pray for the family, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Lord God, that you're with them, Lord God, that you've never failed them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. This is not a failure, Father God, on their behalf, Father God. Build them up, lift them up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Make yourself known, Lord God, your presence known, Lord God, in each of their lives, oh God, this day in the name of Jesus, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for healing, Lord God. Thank you for restoration, Lord God. Restoration, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus, oh God. Touch right now, in Jesus' name.
In the name of God, and I praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, for comforting us to the side, Lord God, in this hour of Bible prayer, Lord God, and that the family is praying, O Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. We just praise you, O Lord God, and we just you, Lord God, and we thank you, O Lord God, for this prayer, and that's our power, Lord God, that power and demonstration, O Lord God.
Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Restore, Lord, right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Bring healing, Lord God. Healing,
in
Jesus' name, Lord God. Let truly let you, Lord God, be their strength, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In Jesus' name, comfort, Lord God. In Jesus' name, meet the needs, oh Lord God, in all preparations, oh God.
In the name of Jesus, God, we stand, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
God of comfort, Lord God, for me to receive
text, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Moving by your spirit, oh God, moving by your power, God. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
We magnify your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you all for the prayers today. And, I mean, just say a prayer for me, too, because Brenda is a friend of mine, and I made the call. I couldn't call her yesterday because I was torn up, too, when I heard about it, Caleb taking his life. So just pray for me that when I do call her that I will have words of comfort and something that will make some sense and that I will not go into a crying spell because that hurt me real bad. Amen. All right, so. As we're at the top of the hour, we do thank God for this hour of power of prayer. And as I make my declarations today, I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected and shall not come to pass. It goes back to the sender. We send it back to the sender. I decree that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we have the power to get wealth through God. God has given us the power to get wealth. And that our businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. Millions of dollars are coming into some people's hands. Hundreds of thousands of dollars are coming into somebody's hands. Thousands of dollars, hundreds of dollars. According to our faith, so be it done unto us. I decree that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus, and we have on the whole armor of God. I decree today that we are the seed of Abraham, and his blessings are ours, and the devil is under our feet. As we resist the devil, he must flee. I decree that we live in the kingdom of the blessed and we are overcomers because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So as we go, let us rejoice in the Lord because we do know that the Lord God is our strength. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the joy of the Lord today. And we thank him that he's making our feet like hind feet and he will make us to walk upon the high places. So we walk upon the high places today in the spirit realm. As we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I do love each and every one of you. I appreciate each and every one in your respective places. Whatever it is that you do to help build the kingdom of God, it is appreciated because we don't have to do it, but we do. We have a desire to serve the Lord. We have a desire to come together to make up the heads and stand in the gap for those who do not know Jesus as their Lord, Savior, and King. So we appreciate you, and I pray for Apostle Horsley, our sister Yvonne, our sister Chris, our sister Mary, our sister Lois, our sister Teresa, our sister Glenda, our sister Charlotte, our sister Kim, our sister Pastor Scholastica, our evangelist Juanita, our sister Linda, and our sister Sheila. We appreciate you being here today, and we pray that the Lord God Almighty covers your life, covers your family, protects you as you go out, and even Darlene, as we go out into the highways and byways. And we believe that God will continue to put his angels around us to protect us and to lead us and to talk to us and give us messages sometimes. So we thank God for those angels. And we pray today that everybody would go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. So have a beautiful day in the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.